Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Hey, I was on Cleveland radio this morning. They wanted to ask about Kirk Cousins. Yeah, they wanted to ask about Kirk Cousins.
Well, you didn't try hard, I hope.
Why?
Because you're our sports guy.
Oh, sorry. Am I allowed to moonlight on you, cheat on you, on your back?
Like I've been cheated on.
I didn't get paid.
You're all cheated on.
I didn't get paid every now and then. Other radio shows want me on.
Makes it better.
Did you use any of our bits? Did you do any voices?
I might have.
You didn't do stat of the day, did you?
I might have done the one question line, but I can't confirm.
Oh.
I might have done You Can't Win, but no.
Who was the morning host?
And they go, You Can't Win. That's a great idea.
Was it?
We're going to have to do this ourselves.
Is it Ira and the Douche?
No, it was not Ira and the Douche.
Who was it?
Ken Carmen.
Okay.
And someone else, Angelo something.
What are the calls?
The call letters?
Yes.
In Cleveland?
Yes.
Were you? Why does it matter? What do you know about Cleveland radio? What do you care about Cleveland radio?
Were they hot?
did they ring?
You really are like girlfriends.
Didn't you think they were hot?
Did they ring a lot? Was there a lot of cowbells and
92.3 The Fan? It was 92.3 The Fan. Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima.
Was there a lot of this? When you'd say something, you know, or
no. But no? They did. So they were asking me about
like my this? Name, bitch. What's my name?
They do anything like that?
No, that there was a lot of questions about Kirk, but in the end, they asked me about Hugh Jackson. Hey. Yeah, sound effect.
It's such a great crutch.
The white zone is for immediate.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
Sound effect D. Did you ever hear sound effects mix D on the instant replay machine? It's a real hootenanny. I love that one.
Sure. You just apply those all the time on sports talk. Yeah, you know.
So they asked me at one point after they had exhausted their questions on... After they had exhausted their questions on Kirk Cousins, they asked whether or not they should fire Hugh Jackson. And I did everything I could not to laugh in their face, like, of course you should fire him. He sucks. He's 1-27. What other metric would you have for keeping a coach? And they were like, yeah, but you know, it's like we're worried. Do we want to start all over again? And is it really his fault?
No, keep driving this three-wheeled car down the interstate.
Exactly.
Keep going.
How many tries like, do you get?
I felt like saying, do you know any other coaches in NFL history that turned around a 1-27 start to become a great playoff coach?
Belichick.
Do you?
Lombardi.
Not 1-27.
Parcells.
Not 1-27.
Don Shula.
No.
Started out, like, I don't think they were even 1-27. I think they were 0-40 before they ever got
shut up.
All those coaches.
Before No, you're wrong about that.
Oh.
It's like in one of the early classic Simpsons episodes where Homer goes to buy the RV and the siren goes off that is on top of the little red bubble light goes off on top of the guy's computer. And Homer asks sheepishly, is that a good siren? No. You ever known a siren to be good, Homer? That siren says, if I've gone blind and I want to sell you this RV, I'm going to lose the whole franchise.
Boys, this is what you're doing. Sports talk radio in Cleveland. You can't figure out if you should fire your 1-27 coach.
But
that's how you should have ended that. And mic drop
it. Mic drop it.
Yeah.
I am out of here.
Right.
No. Here's what I had.
Oh, you were...
Here's what I had. I had sympathy for them because it shows you how you, when you are enveloped in your own mediocrity or whatever it is, you can sometimes not see the forest from the trees. I've worked hard with you guys to help take the scales, to lift the scales from your eyes about McCarthy. And it's been tough sledding.
Did
You're
you point that out to him?
Resisting.
Did you say I'm on in Wisconsin 5 days a week preaching that they should fire Mike McCarthy, a Super Bowl winning coach, who probably would have gone 13-3 if Aaron Rodgers would have stayed healthy, and I want him fired. And you're asking me, should we fire Hugh Jackson? Are you serious? How do I feel about Kingman's performance?
Right. You would agree that sometimes you get too wrapped up into it to see things clearly. I actually had that sensation with my Redskins, where I was kind of feeling good about this year. And now as the year has gone south, I've been sort of chalking it up to, well, the schedule's tough and the injuries were bad. That's when our local columnist, Tom Boswell, Washington Post, laid out in a column exactly how delusional that thinking is. And he went through our five-year records, marching back 5 years at a time, 5 years at a time, 5 years at a time. In the last 20 years, there's only four teams with worse win-loss records than the Redskins. We're down there with the Jacksonvilles and the Clevelands of the NFL. That's we are.
Ouch.
That's who we are.
No idea.
To think that there's not a single five-year chunk walking backwards in which we are above 500. Think about that, Bob and Brian.
Is that going back 5 years at a time or any combination of five consecutive
years?
You go
back 5 years in a chunk consecutively.
Okay.
You got to go back to the late 80s, early 90s to find a winning record for a five-year chunk.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
But again, this is who we are. It's like Boswell was saying how, you know, the team is currently worried about paying Kirk Cousins a long-term deal that would pay him a super high salary because it'll hurt their chances to sign other players, presumably to make a run at a title. And then his next line in all caps was, "You have no Super Bowl chances." And he's not wrong. I know every team has a chance at the Super Bowl.
No.
The Eagles went from bad to good this year all of a sudden.
But they've leveled
it's delusional.
Up last week, and they have the Rams this week. And now
it's delusional thinking. I listen to people who smart football people in town who call our second year former first round pick out of TCU, Josh Doctson, a young rising star. And I say he's got 24 catches in 2 years. He sucks. He's a bust is what he is. I look at other guys. Juju Smith-Schuster is a rookie. He's kicking ass. That guy's good. Our guy stinks. Michael Thomas, second-round pick for the Saints, has 167 catches through 2 years. And we're sitting here going, oh, you know, Doctson's coming along. He had four catches this week.
Oh, boy.
Yes! Delusional, Brian. You're so wrapped up in it, you become the beaten prisoner syndrome of, oh, just don't hit me with that rubber hose. Okay, we're good. Like radio hosts in Cleveland, I don't know, should we fire Hugh Jackson? Like, yes.
Is that a siren? Am I approved?
You ever known a siren to be good? No, Mr. Simpson, it's not. It's a bad siren. That's the computer in case I went blind telling me sell the vehicle to this fella and you're out of business.
I love it.
Thank you, Rock. Thank you.
That's
or if that
Brian.
Was you, thank you, Brian,
that's
for
Brian.
Finding that.
Yeah.
That is
Steve.
Fantastic. Steve. I love that. That was before they changed Homer's voice. If you listen to Homer's voice, it's gruffer and it's darker. I think they used a different voice actor on that.
No, it was Dan Castellaneta.
Was it really? But yeah. They changed.
It was just too hard for him to do that, so they.
Oh, is that what it is?
They changed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's more goofy, but they also changed Homer's personality. He was more mean-spirited in the first season.
True.
After that, he became just a lovable goof.
Hey, Steve, when you guys were putting your clothes back on after you made Mad Passionate Sports Love on the radio, did you at least say to the Cleveland bastards, hey, don't call me anymore. I got a girlfriend in Milwaukee.
I did say. I don't want to say what I said because it'll hurt your feelings. I said, I said, enjoy your crummy jobs. And they laughed. They laughed very, very funny. They go, that is so cute.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, that's what I say to you guys. Right, Shmoopy?
On your way out the door every morning.
Enjoy your crummy jobs.
All right. I hope you had fun in Cleveland.
With those guys.
Are they afraid of playing the Packers this week?
Boy.
Did they come up?
You didn't even think of us, did you?
I've had it. I can't even look at you.
Right.
Get out.
Yeah. All right.